the same time, all the experiences weren't so good. So I talked about those in the book, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. But at the same time, there was a video, I mean, a documentary film that we put together that I wanted to get other perspectives of other, you know, Black men and let them share their stories. And so it all came together about three years ago. And it was a really good expose on pouring out what was being felt and how people experience things differently. But more importantly, I want to get the story about, you know, what my parents raised me, positioned me to be in a world where we engage all of different cultures and we come together in a much more powerful way.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another show here on That Entrepreneur Show. I'm bringing back one of my favorite guests. I had to do a look through the set list recently and bring back some of the all-stars. Today, we are traveling back to Tennessee to talk about his brand new book. Dijon, thanks so much for stopping by.
It's my pleasure, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Everyone, if you missed his first show with us, be sure to scroll down in the episode description. You're going to love what he had to say the first time. You're going to love what he had to say today, because as I mentioned, he's got another new book, a great new project that he mentioned he started writing right after the last one. So I can't wait to hear about the continuation. Dijon, if we missed your first episode, tell everybody what you do besides writing.
Oh, gosh. In my other life, a global executive. Dealing with artificial intelligence, strategic planning, engineering, and those kind of things. And also just a passionate history buff and really a connector of people.
You were involved with AI before AI was the buzzword, the trending, and all of that stuff. What were some originalities of AI that you were experiencing before this mainstream AI pop?
You know, one of the things we saw 10, 15 years ago, is just the ability of computers, the ability of data, and starting to merge those together. And the biggest thing I focused on was the power of computing. And as that computing increased on an exponential level, you started to see all the dots connecting, which was the original. You know, even I think Hollywood may have been ahead of the curve with some of its movies, you know, 5-10 years ago, and here we are. And you see now with all the ability of supercomputing and the way to reach out and grab data and then connect that with machine learning, it's awesome. It is awesome.
Hey, well, thank you.
Scary in some areas, but it is awesome. I think for mankind, there's a lot of good there.
Yeah, it's definitely scary in many ways, but I think a lot of things are scary if they're misused and could be harmful if they're used the wrong way. But the positives that come out of AI, they're plentiful. What do you think one of the best comings of AI is, one of the positives?
I think one of the biggest things that we're able to look at is that in the health field and the areas of health and the ability to grab and to capture data, a lot of data points, and give a better result on medical findings and diagnoses. I think that's awesome because that goes straight to the heart of our human existence. You know, if you can take a lot of data points that physically or mentally a human may miss, or just not being able to understand, that these 10,000 data points lead to a very, very clear direction, you know, that helps a person, you know, or helps a doctor or a physician in his or her diagnosis. And I think that's just one of the biggest things, but there are tons of them, but I always thought that is one where we're going to see some benefits soon.
Thank you for sharing that. Everyone out there, you know, I'm always going to try to delve deep with these guests and give you some value, even if it's not on the main topic of the day, which is his brand new book. Dijon, what's the title of the book and tell us about it?
The title of the book is For Whom the Virus Tolls. And the subtitle is Resilience, Perseverance, Fortitude, and Survival in the Face of COVID-19.
And that is something we all had to exemplify, especially in the beginning, that resilience and getting through. Talk us through this book. You mentioned you started writing it not shortly after your last one. What was going through your mind when you started this?
Well, you know, it was this fear and this uncertainty that I think grew up the entire world. And as you sit here, and all of us were in awe and shock of like, what's the next thing that's going to happen? And so as I started to look at that, I said, wait a minute, get a pen and a pad out, start writing what you're seeing. And I think as I started to see what was happening globally, and in this country, but then you started to see things happen to people close to you or in your sphere, and you started to hear the stories, and you started to hear things that weren't in the mainstream media. You started to hear about personal experiences and what people were really going through, even more, even though there was a common thread with all of us. I wanted to dig deeper, and I just started writing. And I was like, what does that mean? What are we seeing here politically? What is this thing telling us about us politically? What is it telling about our shared humanity? What type of behaviors are we seeing?
And I'm sure if I had this book in my hand, it would be doing just that in a excellent way. Thank you for putting that out into the world. Do you think that you're going to have another book? Is there already one being written right now, or what else is going on in your world?
You know, there's several ideas bouncing around in my head, and I got to figure out the direction. You know, because you can write bits and pieces of a book, but you can't hone in and focus. And the other thing I did too, Vincent, was as I was writing this book, I actually shot a film documentary at the same time. So there's
A
a
new
film
one? I know
documentary,
you've had one, or a second
a
one.
new film,
Oh
second one. That
man,
second one
congratulations.
that will come out in the spring, related to the book, based on the book, because we did a lot of research. We went all in. It was a little bit hard during COVID, but we did a lot of research. And so in doing those things, it's like, wow, you kind of got to balance yourself. You can't do too much. But I think there's some other areas, you know, leadership, things that I have in my mind for new books.
I can't wait to hear about that. But since we just briefly teased this idea of the documentary with the new book, I'm going to show him some love. Everyone, he's done this before. He's got a best-selling book, I believe, and he had an Amazon Prime documentary. I could be wrong.
Right. You're right. You're
All
right.
right, give us
Yes.
a, show the audience what that's about if they missed your first show.
Yeah, the first book was What About Me? Walking the Tightrope as a Black Man in America. And it really was about how I was raised and what my parents instilled in me in terms of my leadership style. What happened as I grew up, you know, from that little kid, and what did I experience? So I wanted to share that with the world to express to them really what my parents had taught me. How do you bring people together? We're always better together. If you come together, and then how do you treat people with respect and dignity and honesty? And so all of those things I poured into it and said, this formed my leadership style. And these are the experiences I had in life. And at the same time, all the experiences weren't so good. So I talked about those in the book, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. But at the same time, there was a video, I mean, a documentary film that we put together that I wanted to get other perspectives of other, you know, Black men and let them share their stories. And so it all came together about two, well, gosh, about three years ago. And it was a really good expose on pouring out what was being felt and how people experience things differently. But more importantly, I want to get the story about, you know, what my parents raised me, positioned me to be in a world where we engage all of different cultures and we come together in a much more powerful way. And that was very important because I still think, as my motto is, and you'll see in this new book, you know, we're always better together, and there's strength in coming together. And so that's something that'll be a common thread in all of my books, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have that commonality, and that's one of your brands, and that's an amazing brand to have because it sets an example, especially for the younger generations. But I want to backtrack a little bit here. You had this excellent career, engineering, AI, and then eventually you wrote this book. What
Yes.
bridged that gap?
Well, you know, it's something that the book was always in me. You know,
Right.
one of the things, my father's passed away. My mom is 96 years old
Bless you.
and she's still living, but her wisdom and her nuggets they were always connecting the dots, looking forward and telling me, you know, here's how to prepare. Here are things that are coming. You know, even my dad said, you know, these computers and things are going to change the world. You need to be prepared. And my mother would always say, your ability to connect with people all over the world is going to come to fruition. You need to be prepared, and your mentality, your state of mind, you need to think about that. How do you connect the dots? And so as all of that, you know, came together, I started to see, wow, the engineering, the technology, the preparedness of education, because they were very staunch in education, but at the same time, socially, they were preparing me to be able to work with all people everywhere and understand and have this ability to connect and say, listen, we may not agree all the time. We may have differences of opinions, but in the main, we're still the same and we can work together to make this world better. And that's just been a pressing passion of mine, because in this world today, there's so many things that divide us and there's so many things that distract us. But I will tell you this, I think a house can't stand divided against itself. And I always believe that.
Man, I appreciate you bringing me these great messages bright and early, starting my day off amazing, Dijon. This has been great. We talked about it a lot. We talked about your earlier career, all the books, all the documentaries. We know he's going to have something else coming out soon. But this new documentary, where can we catch it? I know the first one's on
the
Amazon.
New documentary. Yeah, the first one's Amazon. The new documentary is, we're shooting for Amazon as well, for Prime Video. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Can't wait to see it all come to life. Everyone, again, this is Dijon Jackson. You want to check out all his work. You want to check out his website, because he's humble. He's got a production company as well. He's got a whole bunch of other things that I learned about him in the beginning. So definitely take a peek into everything he has to offer. Dijon, I want to now ask you for your last word for our audience before I ask you for your contact info, website, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I would say this. The last book really brought about this message for me. You know, despite whatever we may face, despite the tough times and what have you, we're always better together. I think one of the things I wanted to delve into the book was that we found out about a lot of fractures. We found out about a lot of things in our society, societal issues. We saw how things affect us and how we behave. If we always remember coming together, sticking together, working together, we can find solutions for any problem, for the ones that we experience today, and definitely for something that may come about like COVID-19 again or something greater. And so that's just very, very important. Sticking together, working together, listening to fact, listening to honest intent, not getting caught up in the factions. I think those things are so important.
Thank you for sharing that, Dijon. And thanks again for making some time to reconnect with me, bring you back on for another show. Where can we find you online? Where can we find all the great work you do?
Hey, you can find me on Instagram. It's d.johnjackson_Jackson. LinkedIn, Dijon Jackson. Facebook at Dijon Jackson. My website is djohnjackson.com. So, and on Twitter, it's at Dijon Jackson. So it's out there, and just willing to share and try to make this world a better place and let people think introspectively about their experiences and what they're doing so that they can improve the location where they are. It might only be 5 people in your area, but hey, if you make 1 or 2 of them better, or we get together, group of 5, we'll go.
Absolutely correct. Thank you for sharing the positivity and inspiring us all through your hard work throughout your career. And congratulations on the new book, on the new doc. Everyone, be sure to look out for that. The show is at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. I am at Vincent A. Lancey. So go to YouTube and subscribe to that channel, as there will be the That Entrepreneur Show podcast interview also there. The show streams on all podcast platforms. And with that, we are signing off today from Tampa, Florida. Outside Memphis. Thank you so much, Dijon.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.